the Stockyards today, visiting with the 19th Attorney General John O'Connor, making a run for a four-year term. And man, you had some really big endorsements today.
Yeah, these are incredible, really. The Farm Bureau, the Cattlemen's Association, and the Farmers and Ranchers. I mean, this is an incredible unity of rural Oklahoma. And not just rural. I mean, as Michael pointed out, all 77 counties. It's really amazing.
Absolutely. Now, I know that this is an opportunity, that is, for you to represent some of the biggest issues that we're seeing with farmers and ranchers and ag producers. So what are you hearing about those issues right now?
Well, I think foreign ownership is, you know, illegal grow operations both has a safety component and is running up prices. And so I think there's big concern about those issues, along with, and I'd say primarily, it's the federal overreach and keeping the Biden-Harris-Pelosi troika out of our pocketbooks and in our businesses.
And kind of going along with that, Waters of the U.S., you know, you've had some input on that. It's always been a big issue. It's kind of hard to wrap your hands around it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess the U.S. Regulates navigable waters, and so the question is, do they define navigable waters as a puddle on your sidewalk or in your field? And so we're obviously going to fight that. I think something happens when people go to D.C. and they live there for 30 years. They forget what it's like to be a human being, and they forget common sense.
Absolutely. You mentioned today a little bit about the marijuana issues that we've had to tackle, also the McGirt issues. You got a pretty big job ahead of you.
Oh, we have. Yeah. No, I tell people I was dropped between a cobra and a mongoose on these issues, because it is incredible. Never has a United States state been where there are attempts to actually cut it in half. And I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court is the way to do that. The Constitution says if we want to reduce a state, there's got to be a vote by the people of that state, and then a vote in Congress. But the U.S. Supreme Court, five people sitting in black robes, decided, forget about the practical consequences, forget about the non-Native Americans who live in eastern Oklahoma, and just decided to go incredibly impractical. No common sense at all in that decision.
Well, I know you're excited about this job, but tell me, what's your favorite part? What's your best day in being this job?
Well, I think when we saved 130 people's jobs in the Ascension St. John, those people had objected to the vaccine and had asked for an exception for religious grounds, and Ascension was denying 100% of those, which is strange for a Catholic hospital. But we sued them, got a TRO, and saved all those people their jobs, and it went out to the rest of the state that people could, medical providers, nursing homes, hospitals, etc., could grant those religious exemptions without fearing losing the CMS money. So that sent a shockwave across our state, and I think it saved a lot of good Oklahomans their jobs.
Well, good luck and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.